Okay, Sakura. So we've been talking about the Heter Mechira for the last while. Heter Mechira, of course, we mentioned is like the most exciting topic in Shemitah because that's what leads to all the lumdas. One of the amazing things about the discussion within Heter Mechira is Rav Kook has a few essays about the position of the Ra'ivid in Shemitah. And the Ra'ivid has an opinion that is tremendously mechudash, and based on the Ra'ivid, Zok Rav Kook, maybe you don't need a Heter Mechira at all. Right? What's this Ra'ivid? The Gemara in Gittin and Daf Lamed Vav has a machlokes as to whether Shviyas Bizman Hazeh is the Oraisa Rabban. I apologize that the office just didn't make copies, so we're just going to be talking, and you can...
It didn't look good at anything.
What?
Did you know that? I clicked on the link for this.
It didn't go to anywhere?
There's no screen.
Interesting. Okay. But we're discussing a sheet of the Ra'ivid. Right? Rav Kook in Shabbat Ha'aretz, it's chapters basically 6, 7, and then he picks up on it again in the Hakdama in Perek Yud. But the Ra'ivid has a tremendous chiddush. The Gemara has a machlokes. Is Shemitah Bezman said Dorais or Drabonim? No? That's the pashtus in the Gemara. Zok the Ra'ivid, you know what? When the Gemara speaks about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh as Doraisa Drabon, that's not really the way we hold. Or it's not really Drabonon, according to opinion, that's Drabon. It's really Midas Chasidus. That's what the Ra'ivid says. The Ra'ivid tainas that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is not Doraisa, it's not Drabonon, it's Midas Chasidus, that means frumkeit. Right? If you want to be super duper frum, then you keep Shemitah. Now this Ra'ivid is not completely obscure, no? In Choshe Mishpat Siman Samach Zayin, in the Siman of Prosbul. So the Rishonim all discuss a big problem, and the Torah discusses this in Choshe Mishpat Siman Samach Zayin, that Jews, Orthodox Jews with beards and payas and everything, they didn't write a Prosbul during Shemitah in the time of the Rishonim. And they ask, why not? So the answer is, there's some myth on this Ravid, that the Ravid holds a Shemitah Bisman is that, is not the Ravid, it's not the
Ravid.
So the Ravid is talking about Shemitah's Ksofim, but the way the Ravid formulates it, the Lashon of the Ravid there, now we don't exactly have this Ravid. We have this Ravid as quoted by the Ramban in Sefer Hazchus, in the back of the Rif, on Daf Lamed Vav in Gittin, but the Ravid sounds like all Shemitah, whether Shemitah's Ksofim, whether Shemitah's Karkaos, is all entirely kol kulo Midas Chasidus Bisman Hazeh. And therefore comes along Rav Kook, right? The Rishonim say, oh, that was what they were being so mechon when they didn't write Prosbuls in the time of the Rishonim. And comes along Rav Kook, he says, whoa, hold it. If you're going to say that Shemitah is Midas Chasidus, so then maybe I don't need a Heter Mechira at all, because maybe you could rely on the Ra'ivid. Because frumkeit, remember, Midas Chasidus, you don't do frumkeit in a situation that it's going to destroy the entire Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael by doing your frumkeit. So therefore, Rav Kook says, right, maybe you don't need a Heter Mechira at all. And he digs up the discussion in Poskim that we'll be talking about in a few minutes of Kedai who so-and-so lismoch alo b'shas hadchak. The Gemara has it about Kedai Reb Shimon lismoch alo b'shas hadchak in Gittin Yud Tes. The Gemara has it in Nida Daf Tes. Kedai hu Reb Lozer lismoch alo b'shas hadchak. Zot Rav Kook, it could be Kedai hu ha-Ra'ivid lismoch alo b'shas hadchak, and you don't need a Heter Mechira. Yes. And then he has an essay in Shabbat Ha'aretz, Hakdama Perek Yud, about when we say Kedai hu so-and-so lismoch alav b'shas hadchak. That is what Rav Kook deals with. Now, let's just take this Ra'ivid first. Now, it's not poshut that the Ra'ivid holds that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Midas Chasidus. It's not poshut at all.
It would be an exception of all the other mitzvahs of Tudas Bars
So it happens that the Ra'ivid himself at the beginning of Hilchos, the Ra'ivid at the beginning of Hilchos Trumas seems to assume that it's L'chol HaPachos Midrabban on all the Kedushas HaOretz. Why would Shemitah be different? So you have to say some lumdus as to why it would be different. And the Ra'ivid is so sure himself, perhaps, that the Ra'ivid, the Rambam writes that we only have Prisbal Bizman said because Shemitah is Drabon. And the Ra'ivid says, no, you're taking the wrong opinion in the Gemara. We pass in like the Mandar of Hefker Bes and Hefker, and even if Shemitah is Dairaisa, we can still have Prisbal today. That's what the Ravid says. But you get an impression from the Ravid that he's dining on is a Doraisa Drabonon, Vizman Hazeh, right? And he's not bringing up the Shita that he mentions in the back of the riff, that's Midas Chasidus. So everyone asks these theories in the Ravids. And the Ramban, by the way, points out that the Ravid changed his mind. So it could be that there's no such Ravid at all. But Rav Kook, because he wants to be Megal, says, I have a Ravid. Point one. Now, the Ramban in Sefer HaZuchus, in the back of the riff there in Gittin on Daf Lamed Vav, the Ramban asks on the Ravid, he says, whoa, Ravid, you are saying that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is Midas Chasidus. That's what you're saying. Frek the Ramban, if it's Midas Chasidus, so then it should be usher to keep Shemitah. Because we have a rule called Potter Mendover Va'osehu, Nikra Hedyet. That's what the Ramban asks on the Ravid, no?
Of course, we could ask this on any chumra
that we have in Judaism. We could ask, shouldn't it be called Potter Mendover Osehu? By the way, Hedyot is a very nice way of saying idiot. No? If you're Potter and you decide to do it anyway, you're an idiot. That's not a good thing. And the question is, when do we say Kalpatam Dava Seh Nikra Hedyot? When don't we say Kalpatam Dava Seh? It says in Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Lamed Tes, the Ramah Paskins, that when it rains in the Sukkah and you decide to sit there anyway, we apply Kalpatam Dava Sehu Nikra Hedyot. No? The Bir Halacha there in Tafresh Lamed Tes asks the question, when do we say Nikra Hedyot? When don't we say it? Right? When do I say that it's a good thing to keep Chumras? Zok the Bir Halacha, that you're only Nikra Hedyot when it's raining in the Sukkah, you just have to sit there, because in that case, you're mamish an idiot, because you're being mitzta'er on Yontiv. Not only you're not getting a mitzvah, you're getting an aveira for shtering your Simchas Yontiv. You're destroying your entire Simchas Yontiv. You're sitting in the rain, and it's coming down, and, right? That's pretty bad, no? That's pretty bad. So therefore, that's why it is Nikra Hedyot. So according to the Bir Halacha, we only say Nikra Hedyot in a situation when you are being mitzta'er yourself. Now that's a little bit difficult, because the Makar HaDavar, Kalpat HaDavar Moseh Nikra Hedyot, is a Yerushalmi in Brachas. Now, Yerushalmi in Brachas discusses about a Chosin who's Potter from Kriya Shema Laila Rishona, and the Chosin decides to say Kriya Shema anyway, and then it is Nikra Hedyot.
Well,
So that's the whole discussion. And right. The Yerushalmi over there asks, shouldn't you be Nikra Hedyot?
One of the Tanaim said
never, etc.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Great. Right? But that's the context of Yerushalmi when we bring up this idea of Nikra Hedyot. Now over there you're not being mitzdari yourself. So when do I say it's Nikra Hedyot? When don't I say it's Nikra Hedyot? And the Ritva asks Akasha in Gittin, that we know that women, Ashkenazi women, right, Ben, this doesn't help for you, but Ashkenazi women do mitzvah shes ma'agrama, they even make a bracha on it, right? Sephardi women, I think they do mitzvah shes ma'agrama, but they don't make a bracha on it, correct? Question. Nikra Hedyot. How can you do mitzvah shes ma'agrama? Isn't Nikra Hedyot? Yeah, Zoi frek the ritva in Kedushin on Dav, Lamed Aleph. No? What? Even if you don't say a bracha, it should be usher to do the mitzvah even without a bracha. Even mibli bracha, it's usher to do the mitzvah because it's nikra hedyot. Right? So the ritva asks this kasha there in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, and the ritva gives an interesting answer. The ritva says, you know what? I'm not nikra hedyot if I do something that everyone else is doing. I'm only nikra hedyot if I do something that no one does. But if I do something that everybody else is doing, I'm not nikra hedyot. So a woman's allowed to do mitzvah seisha as man grama because she's just putting herself in a new category. You're nikra hedyot if what? If you are inventing a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah everybody's pater from, then you're nikra hedyot. But if it's a mitzvah that somebody is pater from, other people are not pater from, then you are not nikra hedyot. That's what the ritva answers. Now, you see from the ritva an interesting thing. The ritva is obviously understanding the idea of nikra hedyot is that it's a sniff of Baal Tosef, no? Baal Tosef has two different meanings. There's Baal Tosef in the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. I can't have five bottom of my tefillin. I can't have a peach together with my lulav esrog hadas min aravis, right? That would be Baal Tosef. Again, assuming that it combines somehow, right? And that would be in the Baal Tosef, right? There's Baal Tosef in the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. There's also, the Rambam points out, that there's a din of Baal Tosef in adding an additional mitzvah in the Torah. No? One year at the YU graduation, I remember the speaker spoke about how people make a mistake that they think there's only 613 mitzvahs. There is a 614th mitzvah because it's a mitzvah to support the state of Israel, and YU students are so amazing because they support the state of Israel. Rav Schachter, got very upset about this, because if you say there's a 614th mitzvah, you are a bad Jew, because that is a violation of Baal Tosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us certain mitzvahs. If I say that there are more mitzvahs, that is Baal Tosef, no? So that's an interesting idea. So it could be, according to the Ritva, that Potem and Domino Aseyu Nikra Hedyet is a sniff of Baal Tosef. In other words, if I don't have a mitzvah, meaning, and no one has a mitzvah, and I decide to do the mitzvah that no one has, Baal Tosef. But if I don't have a mitzvah, but other people have the mitzvah, so then that's not going to be Baal Tosef, because I'm just entering the other category. So women don't have Baal Tosef, because they're just entering the other category. What about Chosan Potter from Kriyishma Laila Rishona?
Everyone else is a Mechuyev.
So according to the Ritva, that should not be a problem of Baal Tosef. Should not be a problem of Potter Medovah Osehu Nikra had yet. So you have to say that everyone else would not be Mechuyev in these circumstances. Meaning to say, everyone else who has Tir Dashal Mitzvah is going to be Potter from Kriyishma. Right? The Chida works very hard in Birke Yosef and Yerodei Shin Lam and Gilma. It works very hard to try to ferenfert what that Ritva works. But one Shita about Potter Medavra Osei Nikra Hedyot is the Bir Halacha about Tsar. The second Shita is the Ritva about what category am I in. The third Shita is the Ravya. Right? The Ravya has an interesting Shita in Brachis on Daf Nun Vav in the Sefer in Dabe HaRavya. The Rav Yeshita say only say Potter Medavra Vosehu Nikra Hedyet, or I should say it like this. The Rav holds that the din of Potter Medavra Vosehu Nikra Hedyet is a sniff of Yuhara. It's a gaiva. No? Hishamalacha, right? Veromlu Vavecha Veshachachta Shamalokecha, according to the Smak, another Rishonim, there's an Itzadoi Raisa to be about gaiva. Yuhara. If I do something that is up on airs, that's different than what everyone else does, Yuhara, gaiva, that is a real problem. If I'm putter and I do it, that is yuhara, and that's din of putter and dumbo sin. Therefore, zak the ravya, big chiddush. That's the pshat in the Gemara in Brachas. I'm not going to listen to you to putter me from kavos o malchus shemayim, because ich ben achoshev yid, and everyone knows that I am a Jew who's ro'oy for chumras. So then there's no din of putter and dumbo sin nikra hedyet, because I am in a different category. But someone who's not in that category, then it would be Patam Davar Seyu Nikra Hedyet.
Is there an enemy of Yahra Betzina?
So is it Yuhara Betzina?
Probably not.
It could be not, and it could be right. That Enochanami, it could be that Betzina wouldn't be an issue. Yeah. Right? It's also, it's a big chiddush in this Ravya. Yeah. But that's what emerges.
I heard this once. That Rav Breuer, Zatzal, put on
Rabbi Natan Tzvila Shechter says
nobody knew it till he was
you better. Should know, I just gave a shiur earlier this week about many, the Chassam Sofer and others mentioned that Chumras Al Pi Kabbalah were done by his Rebbeim, but in private. Yep. And his Rebbe would daven Nusach Sfard, which is Chumras Al Pi Kabbalah, according to the actual Chassam Sofer, in private, no? Chassam Sofer and Simin Tesvav and Tesayin, right? What's interesting is Enochanami, right? It could be these are all issues of Yuhara. Now, let's just go back. So what we have over here is a machlokas between the Ravid and the Ramban. The Ravid says that Shemitah Bezman says Midas Chasidus. Correct, the Ramban, Midas Chasidus! Then all the Jews who are keeping Shemitah are in violation of Patam and Dabar Vasehu Nikra Hedyet. How does the Ravid answer that taina of the Ramban? And that's a question that Rav Kook in Shabbat Haaretz in Perek Zayin in the Mavoh deals with. How do you answer that problem? So you know what Rav Kook says? First of all, what I would say is like this. I'd say, well, maybe the Ravid held like the Bir Halacha, that we only say Yonikra Hedyet when there's Tsar. Right? But Rav Kook says something interesting. Rav Kook actually has an idea, which is, I'm not sure if it's a fourth answer to when we say Nikra Hedyet, or if it's like a variation of some of the other themes. Maybe you'll tell me. Rav Kook says like this. We say by a chosan is putter from Kriya Shema Laila Rishayna, then that's called Nikra Hedyet. Why? Because L'maisa, wait a night, and you'll say Kriya Shema then. But by an Isha, We don't say Nikra Hedyot, Rav Kook says. Why not? Because the woman is never going to be chayavas in the mitzvah. And when there's a short time of delay and I can do the mitzvah later on, then I say, you know what? Wait. You don't want to wait. That's Nikra Hedyot. A little bit of patience. Safranot. But if I'm a woman who will never be chayav in the mitzvah, and I'm mishtokik to do the mitzvah, I so desire. So then we say, you know what, that's not Nikra Hedyot. Zok Rav Kook, he thinks that's the pshat also in the Raivig. You're not Nikra Hedyot with Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, even though it's Midas Chasidus. Why? Because you want to do the mitzvah, and you don't know when am I ever, Masai Avo L'Yadi V'Kaimena, when am I going to have an opportunity to be Mekayim the mitzvah? Shemitah! Right? It's such a beautiful mitzvah. I want to do it so badly, and I can't because Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Rav Yeshua, because Bizman Hazeh, we're not Monim, Yovel, etc. I can't do the mitzvah. If I can't do the mitzvah, and I want to do the mitzvah, that's not Nikra Hedyot. That's what Rav Kook says. I'm not sure if this is the same as some of the Rishonim, but different than the Rishonim. I'm not. It sounds a little bit different, but it's a beautiful teretz. The beautiful teretz that Rav Kook has for the Shita of the Raivid. Now, once Rav Kook resurrected the Raivid, once the Raivid exists, and the Raivid is telling me that Shemitah Bezman is as Midas Chasidus, so Zok Rav Kook, you know what, maybe Kedai Hu HaRaivid, this Mochola B'Shas Adchak, maybe we can rely on the Raivid B'Shas Adchak and say that we are going to, right, not need a Heter Mechira at all, we'll just rely on the Raivid that it's Midas Chasidus. So Rav Kook has a whole discussion in the Mavo in Perek Yud that when we say Kedai Hu so and so Lismoch Olav B'Shas Adchak and when we don't. The major Marim Mekomis on this question is in Yeridei Yosimin Reish Tzadi Gimel. We know there's an Isser of Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz, no? And we also know that Yidin traditionally didn't keep this Isser. Right? Now, Baruch Hashem, like Achshar Dari, literally, no? I think our generation is probably the first generation when Jews and Chutz La'aretz are striving to keep the Isser of Chadash. But traditionally, Jews didn't do it, right? There's a Rabbi Herman up in Muncie, gives you these lists and stuff, no? That's what people use still today, yeah. Right? And now the OU has an OUY certification, OU Yoshon, right? Gevaldik, beautiful. But traditionally, Jews didn't do it. Question, why did Jews not keep the dinim of Chadash in Chutz La'aretz? So the Taz
you basically... It's a spec sveka, right?
So you could tie it into spec sveka, and Ochanami, the Ramah has the spec sveka idea in Hochos Pesach, but in certain countries the spec sveka won't help depending on when the planting season is. So in those countries, what was their heter for not keeping Chadash? So the Taz has a chedesh. Right, famous Taz. Taz basically writes, maybe we should advertise this like in Mount Sinai Men's Club or something, that Shechar beer is Chayav Sha'odam Toli Mamish B'Shechar. No? That's what Taz says, that people need beer to live. It's like the Iker drink. Right? You ever notice this, that like you need beer to live? I have no idea. My father told me when he went to Iran like in 78 or something, and the water in Iran you weren't supposed to drink. It was like really bad if you're an American to drink the Iranian water. So he used to brush his teeth with beer every morning. And he felt happy all day. It was like a very good thing, yeah? Brushing your teeth with beer in the morning. Yeah? I always thought that was like a great thing. So the Taz has a chiddush there in Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Katan Dalet. The Taz says that it's really a machlokes in the Gemara whether Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is Asur or Mutter. And since Chayav Sha'odam is totally in Shechar, it's considered Shas HaDachak not to have Shechar. So therefore, Kedai Hu Lismoch Olav B'Shas HaDachak. That's what the Taz Tain is. Now the amazing thing about this Taz is that the Taz is saying this about Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz, which it could be, the Gemara Kedushin sounds like the Pashtus, it's an Issa Dairaisa. Halacha Moshim Sinai is Dairaisa, right. No? So Taz is saying that we're going to say Kedai Hu so and so Lismoch Olav B'Shas HaDachak even by a Dairaisa. Comes along the shach there in the Kudas HaKesef and he jumps up and down, he spits wooden nickels and he says, Taz, like, you're just making a mistake. We only say Kedai Hu Lismoch Olav B'Shas HaDachak in a situation that it is Dirabanan. But in a situation that's Dairaisa, we're not going to say kedai hu l'smaychol b'shas hapak. What are the cases in the Gemara? The case in the Gemara there in Nidon Daf Tes is a case of an isha who hasn't seen dam for a total of 3 months, and then she sees dam for the first time. The shan of the Gemara is whether she's tamei'a, right, dayashaita, she's only tamei'a mikan l'haba, whether a choshesh me'es la'es, whether she has to be metam all the taras that she touched l'mafreya. Right, that's a discussion there in the Gemara. Now, what's amazing about that Gemara is the whole issue at hand. Zach b'shach is an issue midrabanan. The tum of taharis me'es la'es is a tum midrabanan. It's not min hatayra. We know for sure that Isha's tamei min hatayra now. She got her period. Right? The question is, do I look back in history and say all the tasks that she touched previously is tamei? That's kokul midrabanan. So that's when we say kedai hu rablazer l'smachav shasad chak. The rablazer who assumed that once an Isha went 3 months without a period, so we're going to assume Dayashaita. So that is a din rabbanon. The case in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yotes also, the shaila is in terms of whether the Baal loses his payros from the zman of the ksiv of the get or from the zman of the chasim of the get. That's also a din rabbanon in terms of shash of lakuchos and kanunya and stuff like that. These are not dinim d'oraisa. The get is a vad, they're going to be a kosher, a get min haTorah. The only shaila is maybe the get is going to be pasul midrabanan. Says the shach, we only say kedai hu so-and-so l'smachol b'shas hadrak when the issue at hand is an issue d'rabanan. We don't say it when the issue at hand is an issue d'oraisa. Therefore, taz, when you want to say it about chodesh and chutz la'aretz, you're making a mistake, taz, because chodesh and chutz la'aretz is a din d'oraisa. We won't say kedai hu l'smachol when it comes to a din d'oraisa. Ad kan divrei shach. So it's a big machlekes between the shach and the taz. The amazing thing about Rav Kook is Rav Kook has a tremendous chiddush. You see, the Gemara over there in Nidan Daf Tes says that we apply the principle of kedai hu so-and-so l'smachol b'shas hadrak even when it's yachid keneged rabim. I call it a das yachid against the rabim. That's what we're trying to do over here also by Shemitah, no? We're trying to rely on the yachid neged rabim. Now, don't we have a din d'oraisa of acher rabim mahatos? If I have a din d'oraisa of acher rabim mahatos, so then according to the shach, I can't rely on the das yachid. No? To din d'oraisa. That's why he freaked Rav Kook. So Rav Kook, in his brilliant Mahalach, he says, you know what? If you read the Get Pashut, in the Get Pashut, it's like a classical sefer on Gittin, so the Get Pashut has klolim in the back of the sefer, it's in klolim aleph. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch refers to this Get Pashut in mitzvah, I believe, Ayin Ches, in the mitzvah of Achir Rabba Mahatos, that the Get Pashat has a chiddush. He says that the only time there's a din d'oraisa of Achir Rabba Mahatos is when there's a midah l'minyan. If I have a group of people, a group of rabbanim, and they're sitting together and they have a dispute, so following the rov in that situation is a din d'oraisa. But when I have a group of people, and they're not sitting together, there's no amidah l'minyan. In fact, some people are in this generation, some people in that generation, some people later on, right? So then there's no din d'oraisa to follow the rov. So Zakt Rav Kook, he's inclined that even according to the shach, you could say kedai hu harayved l'smachol b'shas hadrak, even though most of the rishonim are against the rayved. It's a davar pashut. But the rishonim who are against the rayved are not sitting together with the Raivin and fighting it out. It's not an Amid on a minion. The Ramban is against the Raivin. Did the Ramban ever see the Raivin? I don't think so. The Ran is against the Raivin. The Sefer Shumas is against the Raivin. All the Yishim against the Raivin. But they weren't disagreeing face to face. Therefore, on the level of Dairaisa, I don't apply Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Therefore, it's only an issue midrabanon. And if it's only an issue midrabanon, so therefore I could say Kedai hu harayvin l'smochol b'shas hadrak. Now, the amazing thing about Rav Kook is he's ignoring the fact that Shemitah b'zman hazeh might be Dairaisa. But he's saying, no, even though it's possible, but l'maisa, since there's no amida l'minyan, so the issue is really up in the air, and Kedai hu harayvin l'smochol b'shas hadrak. It's amazing chiddush in Rav Kook, Shabbat Ha'aretz, chapter 10. Yeah.
We find sometimes we paskin, not often, sometimes in the mid, when there's a Mishnah Machlokas or Akiva, the Chachom, paskin or Rabbi Akiva.
So sometimes, right, so again, so if the Gemara paskins beferish, that's one thing. And if the Rishonim say that we have a beferish araya from a Gemara elsewhere to paskin, like what's in, okay, but in a situation that I just have Klole Hapsak, Yochan and Rabin, I should follow the Rabin. That seems to be basic issue. Okay, now, oh. The Chazon ish. The Chazon Ish really, really did not want to rely on this Raifid at all. No?
The Chazonish
didn't want to rely on the Hetzer Mechira at all. So Rav Kook's entire objective. So Rav Kook's objective is to be Mekel on Shemitah, and the Chazonish's objective is he wants to be Machmir. No? That's basically the issue. So the Chazonish, first of all, says there's no such Ravid. Right? The Ravid is so circumcised, the Ramban says the Ravid changed his mind. No such Ravid, you can't rely on anything. Okay, point one. Point two is like the Chazonish. I don't say Yochid V'Rabim. I don't say Kedai who so and so lismachol b'shasat chak b'mokam yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. See, the Gemara Nidan Daf Tes says that we only say Kedai who lismoch olah b'shasat chak when it's lo itmar hilchasa, when it's not a beferish gemara, when it's not a beferish halacha that is paskind. When it's up gepaskind as a beferish halacha, when it's itmar hilchasa, then we don't say Kedai who lismoch olah b'shasat chak. Zok the Chazonish, a tremendous idea that a situation of yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim is itmar hilchasa, right? It's ki'ilu v'halacha is up gepaskind. If halacha is paskind, so I can't say Kedai who because the halacha is paskin like the rabbim, and there's nothing to talk about. The yachid is totally, thoroughly, completely rejected. I, the Gemara says, the Rebbe Loz and the Chachamim are disagreeing. Even though Rebbe Loz is the yachid, the Chachamim is the rabbim. So the Gemara says, we say by yachid k'rabbim, zok l'chazon ish, and that line in the Gemara is talking about Rebbe Loz versus the Chachamim, because Rebbe Loz is mistaber timing. Because the Gemara had like a svara that Rebbe Loz seems to be correct. But in an ordinary situation, yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, you can't paskin like the yachid, even b'shasat chak. And the Chazonish writes, and this is two places in Chazonish, it's in Yerideh Simen Kufnun, and it's in the Sefer on Shvi, it's on Simen Chof Gimel. Chazonish says, therefore, once I'm right, that we don't say Kedai hu son solus mecholo b'shasat chak, right, when it's yachid v'rabim, so therefore you can't rely on the Ravid even b'shasat chak. Even were the Ravid to exist, hypothetical halacha, even if there is such a Ravid, you can't say Kedai hu lismoch olav b'shasat chak. That's a big chiddush in the Chazon Ish. Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, maybe we'll conclude with this Tshuva in Igros Moshe. Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva in Igros Moshe, it's in Chelak Aleph of Or HaChaim, Simen Nun Aleph, has a very interesting discussion. There was a Shulon Luban. Luban is where Reb Moshe was the Rav before he came to the Lower East Side, no? And in Luban, the government only allowed the Jewish community one building that he used for Jewish ritual purposes. So it was a shul, but you also need a mikveh. So what do you do? So they had an idea. Maybe we'll build a mikveh for Noshim in the Ezra's Noshim of the shul. Right? So the question is that considered horodah mikedusha? But we know that there is a din of kedusha space haknesses, and even the Ezra's Noshim has kedusha space haknesses. Right? Or that's gufa, one of the issues at Danagam, is that horadah mikedusha? And the mikveh is something that's considered tashmir shel bizayin, so maybe you can't build a mikveh there. So comes along the Rav Moshe Feinstein, Meiridik. Rav Moshe writes that he thinks, kedai lismoch olav b'shas hadchak. You can rely b'shas hadchak on those opinions in Rishonim that you are allowed to use you're allowed to build a mikvah, that mikvah is not called a tashmir shel b'zayin, and you're allowed to...
How come they build a door in front of it?
But once the area is designated as Kedushas Beis Knesses, it's stuck.
But Mechitza doesn't help.
It doesn't help, right?
Uh-huh.
So, Rav Moshe says that we could say, Kedai hu so-and-so musmach olav b'shas hadchak. We don't say it when it's itmar hilchasa. And these shitos are a rejected opinion. No one paskins that way. Dr. Moshe, there's no such thing as itmar chilchasa after the Gemara. Once I have a machlekes in Rishonim, that's not called itmar chilchasa anymore. Now, the amazing thing is that this machlekes in Moshe and the Chazon Ish is really fascinating. No, the Chazon Ish is assuming that itmar chilchasa is yochev rabim halacha k'rabim. We're going to always follow the rabim, even in achrayim. The Chazon Ish has a line where he thinks that is why Shulchan Aruch is binding, because it became Haskamas HaRabim. And Yochav Rabim HaLachik Rabim is throughout all, and you can't even rely on it.
As opposed to which other Acharon?
As opposed, well, remember, again, when the Shach and the Taz disagree, that means Shulchan Aruch isn't the Rabim. But do I have a right in the year 2014 to come up with like some Deya that's against the Shulchan Aruch and Paskin like that? So Dr. Chazon Ish, I have no such right. Shulchan Aruch is binding because it's considered Haskamas Rabim, as it in the Rabim.
Yeah, you find that
Eskimo Lamb as opposed to Eskimo Lamb Kol Yisrael.
As opposed to?
Eskimo Lamb Kol Yisrael, which would be a different kind of...
Right. I mean, I think Kol Yisrael is like an extension of the Rabbim idea. Rav Moshe, though, is saying that this entire concept of Rabbim does not exist la'achar chasimas ha-Talmud. After the Gemara, there's no such musig of Yachav Rabbim halachic Rabbim. It's an automatic rule.
So how does the Gaon cholek on the Shulchan Aruch, for instance, that's by the Hilchos Tefillin, right? So both the Ramon and Chava hold that the Bais Mishal Yad have to be in the lower part.
And the Gaon holds entire muscle.
On the muscle.
Right.
Obviously cholek.
So the Gaon... Oy. So we spoke about this in our shiur about the Gaon this summer a little bit. Basically, there's a fundamental machlokes about how you pask in halacha, just our regular achas. The Ramah and standard Ashkenazi Rishonim pask in halacha based on Hilchos HaKabbasah. Hilchos HaKabbasah is a fancy way of saying, right, that you follow the Rabbim, but the Rabbim is whatever the Dar is. Uh-huh. The two concepts. The Gaon assumes, like the legal scholars would say, that we follow original intent. Uh-huh. In other words, I figure out, what does the Gemara say? The Pashtus HaSugya, that's how I paskin. By the way, Rav Kook, in Shabbat HaAretz, in a few places, seems to use lines very similar to the Gaon. Rav Kook has lines that says, the Pashtus in the Gemara is like this, that's the din. Right? That is very Gaon-like. Right? The fact that the Rishonim and Achronim, etc., take it in a different direction, it doesn't matter. Pashtus in the Gemara. That's exactly what the Gaon is trying to do. So basically what we have over here tonight is a very interesting discussion that maybe you don't need a heter mechira kihuzeh because of kedai hu harayvid l'smachon l'b'shasat chak. Yesh ladun, if there is such a raivid. Yesh ladun in the Ramban's kasha of potem medavar osehu nikra hedyot. Right? So we spoke about that. And then the parameters of when I say kedai hu so-and-so l'smachon l'b'shasat chak, that's a mamish, a very important question for a posek, no? A few years ago, there was a shayla on the Eruv in town. Not on the Eruv on this side, on the YU Eruv, but that's when still I was much more involved in the YU Eruv, that the line was down, mamish, before Shabbos. It was a wire that... I shouldn't say it like this. The wire wasn't really down. The wire was just put up in the wrong place. The wire was supposed to be on top of the pole, and it was...
So to the side.
So the shayla is, can you paskin like the taz? Well, the taz holds if it's at the top, not on top of it. Right. In this case, you didn't even have the taz. It was a little bit underneath the top. But can you rely on the day of the Rabbeinu Chananu, who assumes that Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad, which is going to be puzzle, is the same as Pirtzah B'Keren Zavis, Lo Avdi Enchi. There's a Rabbeinu Chananu there, Daf Yud Aleph in Irvin. So Rabbi Simon, I remember, was saying, we can't pass on the Eruv. We can't pass on the Eruv because you could. It's a Shas HaTchak, you can rely on this Rabbeinu Chananu. I'm like shocked. Like, we can rely on this Rabbeinu Chananu, it's like against all of Judaism. Right? Shulchan Aruch assumed that Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad is possible, and Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad means when it goes like this, when the wire doesn't go on top, it goes to the side. Right? It doesn't mean the Rabbeinu Chananu appears to be Karen Zav is Lo Avdi Enchi. So Rabbi Simon was saying, no, maybe it's a Shas HaTchak, you can rely on it. Then he realized that, you know, it's a very small, week in yeshiva. There are no students around. We just announced that the Erev is down. So it's not really a Shas HaDchak. I think it was a week like this, like during the summer or something. People weren't around. So I just really found that. What is that true? Like, what would be the din? The Shas HaDchak to rely on a day like this, the Erev is down, right? To say the Erev is not down? Again, Shulchan Aruch. Chazon Ish would Zichr say you can't do that, no? Chazon Ish would say, Shulchan Aruch, Rabim, Haskomas, Klal Yisrael. Right? Nothing to talk about. Right? I don't know. What would Rav Moshe say? What would Rav Kook say? Right? One could argue that's not so crazy, but that day, also, what's called Shas HaDchak, though, I think is something that you really have to focus on. The only cases of Shas HaDchak in the Gemara is when there's significant Hefzid Mammon. To have a Shabbos without using the Eruv, is that a Shas HaDchak? I don't know. I don't think so. You know, there are many good Orthodox Jews who never use an Erev. And I don't think it's such a Shas HaDchak. So you check your pockets. You don't. I don't know if it's such a Shas HaDchak. I really don't. There's emotional strain on people used to using an Erev that you can't use now. I hear that. I understand that. I'm sympathetic to it. But I don't know if that's called Shas HaTchak. I don't know if just because someone is crying in front of me, that means I have to come up with a kula. That because it's Shas HaTchak. I don't think emotional strain rises to the level of Shas HaTchak.
You know how far we go into finding Shas HaTchak? Look at Hilchos Arba Minim. It says in the entire town there's not a kosher
Ezra. So you're right. So sometimes we're going to rely on the day is that, like, to be a lulav hayovesh, it has to be mamish, that's going to be nifrach b'tzipayrin. You know how dry that lulav has to be? Yeah. That you touch it with your finger, the thing disintegrates?
Exfoliates. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's a very, very, very dry.
Yeah.
Right? That's called the Shas HaTchak. I hear that.
But you're only matir Shas HaTchak ba'arba minim for the entire city, there's not a kosher lulav, right?
That's what the poskim say.
Isn't that what the poskim hold? Yeah.
Okay, enochanami.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yesh lodan, what's called the Shas HaTchak, it's a very serious issue in turn, but these are shilas for poskim. I think the shilas of what's called Shas HaTchak, I can't imagine the average shul rabbi saying, oh, you know what, really, it should be usher. But it's a Shas HaTchak, therefore, I think there are certain shilas that you have to realize are for... if not Gedolei Adar, people certainly who rise to the level of Mori Hora. So again, I thank you for listening. These are some of the issues that we wanted to bring up. Yashikawa, have a good night.